On the show today, we have LTPR's Casey Boggs talking about 8 credit union communication trends for 2016. So check it out. Why are these trends so important right now?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion when we discussed these items with CEOs and executives in the credit union land about what are some of the big problems that they're having in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so when I was doing some listening, I heard communication was one of the key elements. And that seemed pretty nebulous to me. And what does that actually mean, communications? Mm-hmm. But as I dug a little bit deeper and asked a few more questions, and as well as did some research, I identified there's a lot of communication issues. And so from there, we started thinking about, all right, what are the kind of larger buckets of communications issues? And so then it came down to, you know, consolidation in the credit union land, mergers and acquisitions, communicating on that front, communicating through social media and media. And the other part is really communicating, you know, through their staff. A couple of different things that happen, get the executives saying, hey, wait, we don't communicate enough. We don't communicate to our staff. We don't communicate to our members. Mm-hmm. So that was really kind of the genesis behind this whole thing.
All right. Well, let's run down each of the 8 ones. Let's do a little rapid fire here.
All right.
The number one is, you say, keep communicating. New members are still coming. What do you mean by this? I mean, is it kind of the continued growth of membership in the industry?
You nailed it. More growth in the industry. There are still customers in the banking world, community banks and larger banks, that are starting to finally see the way of the credit union land, and they're starting to think, okay, how is that important to me? Why is that a viable option to have a financial institution such as a credit union? So those questions are still being asked, and they need to be answered by the credit union.
Exactly. And they're probably being asked more than ever now, especially with the tremendous growth that we've had. So yeah, that's a great, great point. Number two, support the community with financial literacy. I like this one.
Yeah, the financial literacy is always one of those important nonprofit, philanthropic things that most credit unions do. I mean, they are a member-based non-for-profit themselves. Mm-hmm. But the interesting aspect is that the financial literacy part has become more and more of an important entity because, you know, financially, we're all in debt, meaning, you know, we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt, individually, as corporations, and as being the leaders of a financial group, being the credit unions, they should take an ownership of this and teach their members, their prospective members, the community, the importance of saving for the future, not overspending, and just, you know, financial education.
Yep, indeed.
And the one part where I thought was very interesting is that some credit unions, and they go nameless, that sometimes they say, all right, we're all about financial literacy, but in the same token, they're giving away credit cards or HELOC or different other elements, which sometimes would send a strange message. So you want to be mindful of, can't speak from both sides of the mouth.
Exactly. Be consistent. All right, number three, make cybersecurity education a priority. Oh my gosh, isn't that more prevalent than ever, especially with what happened with Hyatt and,
that's
and
the right.
breaches and stuff?
The examples go deep and wide, that's for sure. And one of the calls we recently get, or often get, is about cybersecurity. What should we do? How do we communicate through this? Let's protect our reputation. But I think it starts earlier than that and make sure that the credit unions are communicating to their members, their staff, on small, simple ways they can do what they can do to protect their identities, to protect their financials.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a confidence there. There's a security. I mean, it gives you confidence in your financial institution or credit union in this case if they're doing that type of stuff. All right, here's an interesting one. Keep moving toward EMV technology. What do you mean here?
It's a big acronym, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know those little chips on the credit cards?
Yes.
I think they're pretty well getting better known within the world. But I think that this needs to be communicated a little bit better with the financial institutions, community banks, and credit unions, and say, hey, let's start adopting this in a more important way because of the, you know, risk mitigation and also protecting your information. But also, too, just the commonality of slipping this into those little machines to get your information and financials. Mm-hmm. I currently, or recently, I should say, went to Europe as well as Canada.
Yeah.
And they have this as a kind of a common thing. And it was just almost like, you know, you slip through and they went, you know, had everything from the waitress to the convenience store. They had these chips, you know, you kind of slip in your card and all is done. Here, it's a little bit slower to adopt, and I'm hoping that in 2016 and beyond, there's going to be a better way to educate and explore those options.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant, but I had to, like, to address it. But, I mean, but it's really interesting because the whole EMV, because the liability shift occurred on October last year.
Yes.
And during my holiday shopping adventures at, you know, the big department stores and stuff, I went to a number of them. And they all had the terminals, but none of the terminals were working. 100% of them. I'm like, what's going on here?
That's right.
They said they were going to get them all running after the holidays because it was a speed thing. Everyone wanted to swipe and get in and out really fast. The EMV took a little bit of time, but they're going to get it all worked out after the holidays. But I thought that was interesting that everybody had it, but none of them were working.
That's right. Well, there's that, and then just a small education to the members of how to use it and be patient with it. And hopefully by next holiday season, it's going to be a little more common.
It'll be rocking and rolling. And, you know, kudos to the credit unions. They have their act together. They got their part of it done. Get the retailers. All right. I digress. Number five, prepare staff for prompt and timely communications.
Yeah. At the very beginning, Mike, I talked to you about one of the things I asked other credit union executives. What's one of the things that they can improve on in the future? And communication continues to be key. But I ask again a little bit more what if that is. And he says, well, we need to communicate to our staff first. We want to make sure we take an inside-out approach to communications, meaning let's make sure that the board, the staff, the constituents, other people, even the vendors, are all understanding what we're all about and what the latest products, services, and latest developments are, if they're going to expand, if they're going to merge. Communication internally is key before we do the fancy stuff on social media or advertising.
No doubt. Get everybody on the same page, sir.
That's it.
Same page. All right, number six. Use branchless banking to foster engagement. Ah, very interesting, sir.
Yes,
please,
it is.
Explain.
Yes, well, branchless banking is obviously another fun term and one that we've been using quite a bit and seeing within the credit union times with the credit union world. And what does that actually mean? Well, we just see this simply as, you know, either the ATM or when you're online, that this is an important time to engage with the members and simply just doing a transaction. So focusing the communications on, you know, when you're with the member, what else do they need? Communicate with them, engage with them on these, you know, digital media outlets. Mm-hmm. And now more than ever, I think the credit unions are doing a pretty good job, at least the ones I've seen to do it. But I think there's other opportunities like video or even other social media outlets to explore.
Exactly. And speaking of social media, number seven, you say personalize social media. What do you mean there?
Yeah, nothing gives us a little more angst than just simply watching a social media dialogue about products and services and how great the credit union is, or hey, we're doing so many great things in the community. It's pretty exhausting. You know, if you and I were friends on Facebook, and I'm just simply telling you about how great my life is and how wonderful my products and services in our house, that's exhausting, right?
Exactly.
What I want to do is have a conversation with you, Mike. And so similar to that conversation, the engagement aspect needs to improve within a credit union and their members.
I like it. Make it personal. I like that a lot. All right. Last but not least, and I think all of us are in agreement here, do not talk omni-channel.
That's right. Yeah. And so I'm hoping that makes some sense. But the idea is that there's obviously a lot of outlets that are out there.
Yep.
And it's tough to juggle all those. But I also understand, let's figure out where the members are getting their information from. Is it through social media? Is it hand-to-hand? Is it branchless banking? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, really dive in deep on who your member is and where they're getting their information from. And then communicate accordingly.
Okay, excellent advice. Yeah, anything else to add right there?
I don't think so. I think that really, in a nutshell, provides that. But I think that the communication is key. And I think the idea is that a lot of marketing departments are tasked with these communications aspects. But as we see it, Mike, that this is a broad spectrum that really involves everyone. The board, the executives, and then obviously marketing as well. And if they can maybe shift their focus from marketing and advertising to more of this block and tackling communications, they're going to be in much better shape.
Indeed. All right. Words to Live By in 2016 by Mr. Casey Boggs from LTPR. Thanks again, sir. Appreciate the time.
Oh, yes, absolutely.